not only sounded like spring yesterday on your radio with Detroit Tigers baseball, but man, with the weather over the weekend and the temperatures, did we not lose a lot of snow? I mean,
we did.
Is there anything left except those big piles of plowed snow?
Not really.
Seeing a lot of green. Yeah. Boy, those Tiger bats were booming, eh?
Boy.
10-2.
So what a strange start to the game yesterday. Well, first of all, it's strange. You know, we're preparing for our first spring broadcast, and so, of course, we're like, okay, let's hope everything goes well. And
yeah, hope it all works.
1 o'clock comes along, and dead silence. What the heck is going on here? We heard from the Detroit Tigers. They did have an audio glitch right at the very start.
Oh, they weren't just being casual after spring training showing up late, eh?
I'm like, what a great start, though. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Well, at least it wasn't us.
No.
Yeah, it was them, yeah. And well, it makes us look bad.
Yeah, I know.
Puts us in a scramble. But, yeah, then the game gets going, and on the second pitch of spring is the Tigers of the home team, so we've got Tyler Alexander on the mound. And his second pitch, boom,
gone.
Home run. Like, what? But then we turn around, and in our first inning, in our first at-bat for Willie Castro, the very first pitch he sees of the spring, boom,
yep,
home run.
Right. How about that?
Yeah.
Off a former Tiger pitcher.
Ivan Nova, yeah. And wasn't a cheapie either, 458 feet.
Right. Whoa. Yeah, that's a good
one. He turned on it.
Good one.
He turned on it. You know, and again, winning 10-2 was nice. I don't think we can count on, in the regular season, getting three bases loaded walks in a row.
Probably not.
So bad that in the first spring training game, they've got to change pitchers. And Pat and I were talking off the air about this, and I'm going to throw it out here. Maybe other listeners know more than we do, but I don't ever remember this. And actually, Dan Dickerson discussed this at the very beginning. A couple of other spring oddities that took place. It was the fact that at any time during this spring, and I think this has to do with spring 2021, since last year's season was shortened and still some pitchers might have the arms that aren't up to strength or whatever, that at any time a manager thinks that the inning is going too long and his pitcher is being too worked, he can just say, tap, end of inning.
They can just declare the inning's over.
That?
Which they did.
Goodness. That's what they did.
Yeah, yeah, with the bases loaded and two out, Phillies manager Joe Girardi ended the first inning. So that's it.
This is a game, not a scrimmage.
Well, that's what even before that happened, I was floored, and it caused us a little scrambling here because, you know, as a Detroit Tigers affiliate, a little inside for you listeners, you know, we have a set expectation when it comes to commercial allotment for sponsors who will be able to broadcast their advertisements during the game.
Right.
And then Dan says, oh, by the way, this game probably is only going to go 7 innings. What?
Yeah, right.
In fact,
or could be called as early as 5, he said. What?
And did I read correctly that every game in the spring training season is 7 innings?
Well, good question. I reached out to our Detroit Tigers contact, and I already got an answer. And he says, by the way, this was a call made literally on the fly yesterday. The broadcast entity that produces the games had no clue either.
Okay. Oh, so they got blindsided as well.
Yeah.
A curveball.
As they understand it, they say all games through March 7th this weekend will be 7 innings. After that, they believe they're going to be up to 9 innings, but they'll let us know for sure. But yeah, they were like, the same thing we were doing.
For sure, yeah. Right.
They had no clue, which I figured, because our broadcast producers usually are very good with telling us information. And it was like, what the heck is that?
Yeah.
So that's spring training 2021. So after, technically after 6.5 innings, because the Tigers were the home team, the game ended.
Yeah. So that's okay. It was 10-2. It's almost like a mercy rule.
Well, you're exactly right. So I remember it was just in the past couple of years, wasn't it, that they started to stop spring training games in extra innings?
Yes.
Yep. Because pitchers, and so, you know, got to be like the 10th inning if it was still tied. Call it good.
What's for the 5-inning thing? Mercy rule?
Well, I don't know about that. That didn't happen. But there was a reference made to it. But just, I guess, if they have a set number of pitchers and if they get overworked, they're just going to say, that's it. But it's like,
let's be a little more consistent. There are a lot of other people downstream that have to deal with things that they decide.
And if I'm a fan, as I think you noted in sports, they allowed fans in the stands. And what, they sell out the 2,000 capacity tickets in just a couple of hours? Were they paying for 7 innings?
I don't know.
Because, you know, I go to a game, I'm paying for 9.
Right.
If you're only giving me 7, I want it prorated here. You know? What's the price of the ticket? Let's figure this out. I mean, come on.
Well, maybe they were just happy there was baseball on the field. So
probably.
They were okay. And they were sitting in the Florida sun. So, yeah, that's also a good point, too.
Yeah, I suppose it's that's not bad either. Well, some of those early oddities.
It was nice to hear, even with just 2,000 fans there, it was nice to hear some applause at times.
Yeah. During the regular season, will they have a doubleheader? Haven't they gone seven innings in a lot of those?
Well, that was last year that they did that again just for 2020. So their expectations to be back to, I'm trying to remember. No. Aren't they going to do the seven inning doubleheaders again this year?
I believe they are.
Yes. Yes. And starting the runner on second base in extra innings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I forgot about that. There's going to be one more year of that stuff.
Yeah.
Boy, that's some weird stuff.
It is. It is.
Not what we're accustomed to.
No, not for traditional baseball that has been played for so many years.
Right.
So, fans, if you tune in and you were expecting to hear a ball game at some point, thinking, wow, that was a quick game, well, it was. And all the rest of our games, remember, as we have been talking about, we have tentative broadcast plans for weekend Tigers baseball, but it all is dependent on Michigan basketball games and tournament times and things like that. But you can always check it. Go online to our WSW.com site. Pat Johnston keeping up to date, the sports broadcast schedule box, where you can find out all the different teams we follow and the broadcast times and frequencies of all the games being played. Yeah, but it was fun just to hear Dan Dickerson's voice talk about
it. It was nice. So does that mean next Sunday, the 7th, we're up in the air?
Yeah, we're up in the air for that one. That would be the next one if it's a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, because there's Michigan State basketball.
Yeah, we're still waiting for a
time on that one.
We've got a Thursday time.
Right.
On that Michigan State game, which is, 6:30?
6:30,
yeah. We're still waiting for a Sunday time on the Michigan State game.
Right.
Well, Michigan State better step up their game if they're going against Michigan after yesterday.
Boy.
Well, they got to play Indiana first tomorrow.
They have to play Indiana first tomorrow, right? Yeah.
And get Michigan back-to-back.
Yeah, because of these teams who missed many games with COVID, they're just playing so many games right now in a short amount of time to try to catch up. So it's tough on them.
It is.
But yeah, but MSU, they better. they cannot afford a loss tomorrow. Well, they've got to win that one tomorrow heading into that back-to-back season finale against Michigan.
If they could run the table the next three games, it would probably put them into NCAA tournament.
Oh, easily, yeah. I think so.
Michigan will be there no matter what happens.
Michigan's there, yeah.
They pretty much have their card to the dance.
They looked in this. You heard here on WSGW on Saturday. Oh. They sounded and they looked great.
Sure did.
They did. And that was the game I was worried about. I thought, after playing two top five teams, and they had to play basically an 11 a.m. game in Indiana.
Oh, that's right. Remember,
are they going to be sleepy? Yeah. Or, no, they weren't at all.
Put the Hoosiers to sleep.
Right. Yes, they did.